Liberal censorship is part of our topic right now here in this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is David Kyle Foster. David Kyle Foster is a former homosexual who's worked through that whole process and found freedom through Jesus Christ. And he's made several, actually hundreds, of very professionally well-produced, compassionate videos dealing with people working through their sexual brokenness, finding healing through Jesus Christ. And now, unfortunately, a major outlet has removed those videos and will not allow them because they don't agree with the premise, the idea that homosexuality means sexual brokenness. David, thank you so much for joining us on Vocal Point.
My pleasure.
One of your videos that was so good was called "And Such Were Some of You." Why don't you describe it briefly, and then we'll get right into the content at hand.
We had dozens of former homosexuals giving testimony to the fact that Jesus Christ had healed the wounds in their lives that led them into that lifestyle. And they're now living for Christ in a new way. The video also includes people like Dr. Michael Brown, Dr. Robert Gagnon, Dr. Neil Anderson, Kay Arthur, others who talk about what the Bible has to say about the subject.
Now, David, one thing, and we'll get into the whole thing about the censorship in just a moment, but one thing that I think you help bring to the table here that we all ought to be cognizant of is that sometimes Christian approaches to homosexuality can be too harsh and can turn people away, the very people who need to hear the message of redemption. Comment on that, if you would.
Yeah, the church has, in its ignorance in the past, made huge mistakes in terms of accusing the one with homosexual confusion with a sin simply because they have that orientation. Rather than looking for why they have the orientation, what are the wounds from their childhood that have led them in that direction? The science has proven that homosexuality is not genetic. It's not something you're born with. It's developmental. It develops over childhood that is filled with trauma, neglect, father wounds, sexual abuse, these sorts of things.
Father wounds?
Yes, many people, especially male homosexuals, did not bond emotionally with their father. Father may have been there, he may have even had activities with his father, but there was an emotional disconnect. He never felt affirmed by his father or mentored by his father in how to be a man. And so the boy with this void in his life of affirmation that he's successful as a male goes looking for father figures who will affirm him as masculine and as good as masculine. And there are all too many child molesters who will take advantage of such a boy and molest them. In fact, from ministry stats, we find that most male homosexuals are molested by adult men, and that's one of the causes that leads them into the lifestyle.
All right, and your videos compassionately address this, but they make no pretension here. They're pointing Jesus Christ as the way for this healing. Okay, tell us about the liberal censorship that occurred recently that has direct impact on your ministry.
Well, what Vimeo did, Vimeo is probably the world's top high-end video platform. To be on Vimeo is to have a lot of exposure. It's very much like being on YouTube. So we have been on Vimeo for almost 9 years and spent a lot of money establishing our presence there. And they didn't complain about our content at all. In fact, our content is always respectful, kind.
Compassionate.
It's compassionate. It's intended to bring healing to people who are looking for healing.
Yeah.
So they decided they wanted to get rid of our content because they've become very pro-gay and activist in that arena. And so they invented this fiction that we were harassing homosexuals, we were inciting hatred, we were demeaning towards them, none of which is true. to give themselves an excuse for removing our content.
And so how does this work? I mean, how do you get on that platform in the first place? Is it like YouTube, or is it like you just put it out there and there it is, or how does that work?
Yeah, you go to the Vimeo website and you create an account, and in our case, we did the professional level, which was $200 a year, and that allowed us to upload all 850 of our videos and link them to various websites, embed them on various other websites, stream them through our Pure Passion Roku channel, our Apple TV channel, yeah, our Amazon Fire channel. So it's a great platform for getting video out on a broad spectrum worldwide.
Do you think that this could be the sign of things to come, and, you know, through other outlets, possibly?
Yeah, this is very much what gay activists do when they want to target somebody who's getting too big and too influential, which I think is what happened when we hit the 850 video mark. They just encourage their friends to call and email Vimeo with all kinds of complaints about our content. And with Vimeo, it was easy to do because they're already pro-gay and don't want content like ours. And so they invented this excuse for taking us off, and they just removed all 850 videos, most of which aren't even about homosexuality. Many of them have been used by the Lord to rescue people who are sex trafficked, people who are suicidal because of their childhood sexual abuse. People are trapped in pornography addictions. Vimeo didn't care. They took them all down. And we tried to point out to them that these videos have actually rescued lives, rescued marriages, kept people from killing themselves, and you're going to take them down because of this fiction that you created, that we're acting in a demeaning way, which is completely untrue.
It's really so sad. I mean, it's just like, how long does this keep going on in our culture, you know, especially where people are trying to speak the truth about homosexuality? And then you read in the news that the director of the new version of Beauty and the Beast, that when he goes into hotel rooms, like that British actor who was in some of the Harry Potter movies, the Gideon Bible, if there is one. I understand now that 48% or so of the hotel rooms don't even have Gideon Bibles anymore, or maybe it's vice versa. Only 48% do. And anyway, he goes and looks for the Bible, and then he tears out anything related to homosexuality. And this guy is making millions, and it's like, oh boy, you know, enjoy it now, buddy. You know, no, actually, Lord, save this guy's soul before he dies so he might come to know the joy and the love of Jesus Christ instead of this hatred that drives some of these people. It's just astounding, David.
Yeah, and it's only the early volley of, you know, if Christians don't do something about this now, and fortunately the American Family Association has created a petition to petition Vimeo to reverse their decision, and it's got over 35,000 signatures as we speak. If we don't do something now, the next thing that's going to come down the line is anybody who might suggest that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father, their videos are going to be taken down.
Yeah. You're so right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, just look at what happened just recently at a college in Florida where the professor is, you know, a Muslim, and she was saying that Jesus Christ wasn't crucified or whatever. She was saying all kinds of things, pro-Islamic, anti-Christian, and a student, you know, stood up to her and said, you know, I'm sorry, but that's not accurate. You know, let's face it. And that's true. I mean, my goodness, Muhammad wrote in the 600s, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they wrote in the first century. And so anyway, that's another issue. But your point is, let's speak out now or we lose the opportunity.
Yeah. And here's a couple quotes from Vimeo. We object to the idea that overcoming homosexuality is achievable through the power provided by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we object to using the Word of God as a tool that empowers the overcoming of homosexuality. They're basically objecting to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only the first volley.
Well, does Vimeo have a policy, hey, we're not going to just deal with anything related to sex?
No. In fact, if you go to their site and search for jihad, or if you search under lust or pornography or rape or teen rape, you'll pull up lots of videos. In fact, they have one video featuring Allen Ginsberg, who was a pedophile, speaking in glorifying ways about the National Association of Man-Boy Love. He's a pedophile glorifying the molestation of boys, and his video remains on Vimeo.
You know, what's amazing about this, David, you think about this. They're saying, in a sense, in effect, remember what you said earlier, that the vast majority of homosexual men have had, they were introduced to sex too early in their lives by some man. Okay, so Vimeo is saying it's okay to have that exposure early on. What's not okay is to have the cure. So in other words, you can have the disease, but not the cure. Oh, and heaven forbid if you call it a disease. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And they don't even want, girls and boys who've been sex trafficked, they don't even want videos trying to help them anymore. So this is really absurd what's going on, and we really need to stand against it.
Well, now, is Vimeo like a for-profit organization? I would assume so. What, does it have advertisements or something?
Yeah, they're for-profit, but the thing is, they dominate the market in terms of high-end video platforms. So they're very much, it's very much like Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's not in the governmental sense, but in the large multinational corporate sense.
Yeah.
Corporations that have the same kind of power to coerce people and to change behavior are acting in the ways that George Orwell's 1984 talked about how Big Brother is going to act, and how the Bible talks about how the Antichrist is going to act when he finally arrives.
You know what's so amazing, too, about this is it's so easy to just say, look, I don't want to have anything to do with politics. I just want to preach the gospel. And people need to realize, hey, you know, pretty soon it's going to be illegal to preach the gospel, period.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like when Hitler was gassing the Jews and the church did nothing because they were afraid it might affect, you know, their prosperity or their own freedom.
Yeah, let me argue with you on that. There's a wonderful new book out called My Brother's Keeper by Rod Gregg, and I've interviewed him on this program. And it gives something like 30 different case studies where people put their lives on the line, including the Ten Boom sisters, one of whom died. Corey's
Absolutely.
Sister died. And they were saving Jews. And there were lots of people who did that. I remember reading one time that in the Netherlands alone, there were tens of thousands of Christians who saved Jews, putting their own lives at risk, you know, when the Nazis took over. So certainly there were a lot of professing Christians who were apathetic, Germans and, you know, throughout continental Europe. But there were definitely others who risked everything, and their memory should not be forgotten. We all know Anne Frank's diary, but let's remember and thank God for that woman who risked her life to save Anne Frank and her family, at least, you know, until the Nazis caught her.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing here. There are lots of Christians doing something about this, and there are a lot of Christians who just don't care about homosexuality and don't think it's going to affect them and aren't going to do anything about it, and that's sad.
Well, and the important thing, too, is we all have to realize every person who's a Christian has been redeemed by the grace of God, and we all have different struggles, you know, different sins that we've, you know, overcome. So it's fantastic to know about the videos that you produced, and it's so sad to see that they're not available on Vimeo anymore. Are they available through YouTube, or what happens next?
We're still on YouTube, although YouTube is just as radically pro-gay as Vimeo is, as is Facebook and Google. So I suspect it's only a matter of time. In fact, we've had gay activists contact us already, telling us that they are petitioning YouTube to take down our videos from there as well.
Oh,
but we have
goodness.
A few Christian locations where they won't be taken down, like Cross.tv hosts our videos as well.
Yeah, but if we end up in just the Christian ghetto, so to speak, then we don't get that message out. So it's really an amazing time that we're living in. David, where can people get more information? How could people help you? You know, what's your ministry website?
Well, our ministry website is purepassion.us. But the place where they can keep up on daily on our news and what's happening is our Facebook page, for as long as it is allowed to remain. And that is facebook.com/purepassionTV.
Purepassion TV. All right, David Kyle Foster, thank you so much. God bless you and all the best.
God bless you too.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.